All right, so we are up to the fourth perek of Gvoras Hashem. So this is where it gets interesting. Not that it wasn't interesting till now, but I think this is a very interesting piece here. Okay, you have it. You guys have the text?
Yeah, okay.
That's good. Okay. Kimasa eretz Mitzrayim asher yeshavtem ba lotasu uchamasa eretz Kenan. So the pasuk says, Hashem says, like the actions of the land of Egypt where you resided, don't do, and so too ukimase eretz Canaan, asher ani mevi etchem shama, and so too the land of Canaan, the actions of the land of Canaan which I'm bringing to you to, lo tasu. So, b'sifri, so in the sifri, minayin shelo haita uma b'umos shahayu darkehem kimo Mitzrayim. So the sifri says, where do we know that there was no other nation amongst the nations whose actions were like the Egyptians? Tamalomar, as it says, kimaaseh eretz Mitzrayim asher yashavtem ba lo tasu, because it says, like the actions of the land of Egypt where you resided, don't do. Uminayin shador ha'achron shahayu mikukalim darkem yoter mikulan. And how do you know that the last generation was the most messed up in their ways, more than any other one? Tamalomar asher yashavtem ba lo tasu, as it says, and where you resided, there, don't do. And so too, minayin shishivat Yisrael. This is all quoting the Sifri. Minayin she yeshivat Yisrael garma lahem kol hamasim ha'elu. And where do we know that the residing in the land of Israel caused them their actions being an issue? Tam lomar asher yashavtem ba lo tasu, because it says that you resided there, don't do. Which is weird, because there it's quoting again yashavtem ba. It's going back to the residing in Egypt. Okay, but either way, this is just quoting again. We'll see what he says. Minayin shelo haita uma mikulkalim darkeim yoter min aknanim. And where do we see? How do we know that there was no nation that was more mikulkal in their ways, greater than the Canaanites? Tamalomar ukimaseh eretz Canaan asher ani mevi etchem shavah lo tasu. And additionally, uminayin shamakom shabo sham Yisrael mikulkalim biyoter mikulam. And how do we know that the place that the Jews came to, that shabo sham Yisrael mikulkalim biyoter mikulam, how do we know that it was the most messed up? Let's just say it like that for now. Tamalomar asher ani mevi etchem lo tasu. And so too it says, uminayin shabiyatan shal Yisrael garma lahem et kol maaseim ha'elu. And how do we know that it was the Jews coming, Yisrael coming, that caused this, their actions? Tamalom arshani mevi etchem lo tasu. So, like, struggling to focus on that I'm bringing you there, don't do. Like, so the fact that I brought you there, that's kind of an impetus for that, and therefore that you should not do. Rabbi Shimon Omer, mi pa'al v'asa kore hadorot mirosh, ra'e et hador chayav sheyavo Yisrael v'yifra bahem mehem ad kan. Okay, so the Sifri then goes on, brings down Rabbi Shimon, says, quoting a pasuk from Yeshayahu, mi pa'al, who did this v'asa kore hadoros mirosh, the one who called from the beginning, let's say, kore hadorot mirosh, ra'e et hador, saw the generation, Chayav, Sheyavo Yisrael, Yifrmehem. So, like, he saw that the generation was culpable, therefore, he brings the Jews to pay payback. Okay, that's Adkan. That's the Sifri. Now let's dig in. Mipnei, ki hadavar mitpael mehafucha. So we have to understand. So what he says is that basically things play out based on mixing with its opposite. So the opposite extreme of something will bring out whatever it is that's supposed to be brought out in that thing. Meaning, if I have something that we want to see, what does this person have potentially? If you really want to draw out their potential, it can be brought out by putting it to integrate or to like have it interact with its opposite. Okay. Mitzachehu hafacho lo poelbo, because again, it's the fact that you have an opposite that is what makes it play. Velo yitpael hadavar mi'atzmo, meaning it's for it to really bring out its potential or whatever's in there. It's not going to play out on its own. It needs to have something that's going to mix with it from its opposite that's going to ultimately bring out what's supposed to be brought out. Again, let's just look at these words. Mibneki hadavar mitpael mehafocho. Something happens, it plays out, it actualizes from its opposite. Mitzad shehu hafocho, because of its opposite to it lo poelbo, makes it play, plays it out. Velo yitpael hadavar me'atzmo, and it won't on its own come out. So when Hashem wanted to fulfill the edict that he had imposed on the offspring of Avraham, right? So God said, your children are going to be foreigners. So Ger Yezarcha v'avadum v'inu otam arba me'at shana. They'll be worked and they'll be oppressed for 400 years. Lo yeze ela ba'uma shehem hafachim lahem. So where's God going to send the Jews? Here he is. Hashem is talking to Avram at the Bris Ben and Besarim. And he's saying, listen, Avram says, ba'mo'edo ki roshena. How do I know that my children are going to inherit? And Hashem says, yado atida ki ger yezer achab eretz lo lahem v'avadum v'inu otam arba me'at shana. Where is God going to play this game out? Where is he sending the Jewish people? Where is he sending Zera Avraham in order to make this happen? Lo yeze ela b'uma sheim hafachim lahem. Hashem is going to send the Jewish people to a place which is literally the opposite extreme of the Jewish people. Ki mitzad asher hafachim lahem yitkayim b'Yisrael v'avadum v'inu otam arba me'at shana. Because by sending them to that place of the opposite, that will enable this va'avadum, they will work them, be'inu, and they will oppress them for 400 years. Now, again, the 400 years is really not, we say that we understand the 400 really is kiger yezarecha, be'eretz lo lahem. That's the 400. But the idea of va'avadum, be'inu otam, that's going to play out where? In the seed of a place of where the opposite character traits of the Jewish people reside. Now, so therefore, when we go back to chapter 15 of Genesis, and you read the Bris Ben Besarim, we don't have any details as to who and where we're going. God just says that they're going to be foreigners in a foreign land, they're going to become slaves, and they're going to be oppressed, but it doesn't give us like who, where, when, why. Like it leaves it open, but the morale is telling us, you know where it's going to have to be? It's going to have to be amongst those that are really the opposite in character to the Jewish people. Now, the inyan shehem hafachim lahem. So the idea that they are the opposite. Ki atzmam shel Mitzrayim divukim biznus v'chol davar te'ov. Because the essence of the Egyptian is that they're connected, they're like Davuk is like they are meshed to Znus and anything that has to do with Chol Davar Ta'ov, anything again that's associated with what's a good word, inappropriate sexual behavior. They are completely drawn in their nature to things related to sexuality and things that they have these sexual desires for. V'Yisrael atzmam shalahem, but the Jews, on the other hand, Yisrael, now it's interesting, Jews, Yehudi, Yisrael is really a different character trait of who we are. And perhaps you could say that Yisrael is more of the idea of the national identity of the Jewish people, as opposed to Jews, Yehudim, more, let's say, the religious aspect of us. If you were going to, and that the idea that, so like Yisrael, again, is that is, we as are, as a, you know, the nation, Yisrael, and that in terms of our soul, is also like as a nation, the nationalism, the national identity of the Jewish people. But I'll say, so that's why, like I say, instead of saying Jews, you say Yisrael. B'Yisrael etzem shalahem zera emet. When it comes to us, our zera, our lineage is true. Gidurim ba'arayos v'kedoshim u'vdolim mikol arayos. We are completely separated from this type of activity. And we see that, we just had this in this last week's parsha, when it says, Hachanochi, ha this, with he and a yud, Rashi there brings down the Gemara, I think it's the Gemara, that says that the Torah is coming, Hashem is coming to say that the Jewish people had this genetic integrity, right? We did not mix with the Egyptians. Those might say, the Egyptians were in charge and therefore they violated their women and the children were not our children. Comes the Torah and says, Hachanochi, with a hey and a yud, to say Hashem is coming to testify that they are completely, they're separated from any type of improper sexual activity. Kamosha Kasov, Sha'amar Akasov, Shiftei Ka, Edus Yisrael, Shehed Shemo Alehem, Shem B'nei Avosehem. Right? So Hashem came and he's made, he testifies the fact that we have this purity. Va'achas Haita B'mitzrayim, right, so that one time that you have a situation of where a woman, an Israelite woman, was mizana, so the Torah goes out of its way to tell you, because that's the exception. Shenemar v'yetzei ben isha yisraelit v'hu ben ish mitzri, right, is to say like this is a one-time oddity that's not the norm. Milamit shelo haita b'Yisrael rakzo, right? This was the exception. Kedisa b'vayikra rabba. The aleihem afurish b'kabola gan na'ol achosi kala, right? When it says in Shir Hashirim, gan na'ol, right? So you have a garden that's locked, achosi kala. I'm Rabbi Pinchas, gan na'ol elu habesulos. This is referencing the idea of a locked garden. Is talking about the virgins. Gan gal na'ol elu habulos. But the idea is, because the bottom line is the Jewish people, Yisrael, they were the opposite of the Egyptians. Where the Egyptians were completely enmeshed and connected and involved in improper sexual activity, the Jewish people were separated from that. So when Hashem was gozer, when Hashem decreed that we are going to have to go into a place of shibud, of slavery, and of affliction, so Hashem said this is going to be, has to be in a place that's where we're going to be put into a place which is opposite us. So in order to, like, I guess the whole idea of the process is to put us into a place that's going to bring out the best in us. So how do you play it? You put us into a situation of opposites. Zeu inyan echad sheroi l'Yisrael liyosam mishubadim dafka l'mitzrayim. So this is one aspect of why Yisrael had to be subjugated specifically through the Egyptians, because the only way for it to really bring out who we were was to put us into a situation of being amongst that which is opposite us. So one thing that's takeaway here is that the Jewish people have this sexual integrity in terms of how we were not, and I guess it starts with that story of, we say, Masav Asim Labanim, when Avram goes with Sarah down to Egypt for the first time, and she's taken by Paro, that in a way, like there are some that say that it was almost a setup, like to set up a situation of where a Jewish woman will be put into such a situation and will be able to not be be taking advantage of, that that would be a precedent for all Jewish women in the future. So that's, so we see here that whereas the Egyptians were completely steeped in, and that's the point where we say that the, one of the miracles of the of Makos Bechoros was, is that no one really knew who the real Bechorim of the Egypt were except for Hashem. So with, ooh, that guy went down? I didn't know that he was a Bechor. Right? So only, so that was like how widespread that, you know, this type of, we just had it in Daf, right? No, oh, I'm sorry. I had it in I'm sorry. I did it in Maseches Kedushin, where it talks about what is a shtuki. A shtuki is someone who doesn't know who his father is, right? That's a shtuki. We tell him, don't talk about it because you don't know who your father is. So, Havam Avin Yavin, right? So, like, this is like we understand, like that's something that, thank God, when it comes to if we have situations like he's saying here, that case of the Vayetze Ben Isha Yisraelit Vehu Ben Ish Mitzri, that was like it had to be mentioned because that was the case that was the exception to the rule. Okay.
So, do you think that we had to be there so that we were tempted, in other words, and overcome the temptation, or just to see the contrast?
I think it's both. It's both. I'd say both, right? Yeah. For sure to see the contrast, but also to bring out. I would say that, but the way he set this up was he said it's. Remember, he says this idea that you need something to bring out. Right? What does that mean? That means that you're going to bring out that something from being exposed to its opposite. So it's not just the contrast, but it's literally that it brought out this type of, this aspect of the Jewish people. Matovu alecha Yaakov mishkan osecha Yisrael. Like how praiseworthy are your tents? Like it's talking about the fact that we seem to have this aspect, which is very praiseworthy. And it says this idea of sefer yuchsin. We get very excited about Yichus, but like the idea is that really, thank God, you know, you think about it, it's like, it's really, Mamzerim. Like it's like, or not knowing who someone's father is, it's just not a normal, you wouldn't have that. It's like Baruch Hashem. This is one of the traits that's developed through this story of Vavadum Vinu Otam Avram Yashana, and that it had to be in the seat of the Egyptians who were the opposite. Now, Vod, Yesh B'zeh Sitrei HaChachma. So also here, I guess, is like some kind of deeper, you know, the hidden wisdom. Why do we have to be specifically sent into Egypt as opposed to somewhere else? Because like we said, the Egyptians were completely connected and enmeshed in Znos. So this idea that someone who's drawn towards that, the sexuality, it's really that they're very much pulled after the physical aspects of the world. And so like that will be the idea of the actions of an animal. It's very animalistic, very physical. Like we said that by the sota, she brings a mincha. Her sacrifice is brought specifically from barley. Lefishi asta masa behema. There we say what is because she acted in a very physical, animalistic way. Lechach karbana ma'achal behema. So the carbon for that would reflect that type of behavior, would be that of something that's coming from barley. So like, you know, I guess barley is more associated with animal food than human food, which I totally sometimes get. Okay, ki inyan haznut hum itayvos haguf. But the idea of the sexual pull is coming from the idea of the desire of the body. The Yisrael shehim nivdal the kedoshim and harayos, where the Yisrael Jews who are separated and are holy from when it comes to the sexual activity. Zemipnei shehim nimshachem achar hatsura, because really what pulls us ultimately is our spiritual side. She kedusha v'nivdelot min ha'inyan, because it is holy and is separated from the inyan havachomer, right? It's separated from the physical. So the thing that's going to pull us is, it's not to say that we don't have any sexual desire or sexual pull around. There's another word I was going to use. But the idea is that the prevailing power, the thing that really ultimately drives us, is the tzura, is the spiritual elevated side of ourselves, the thing that's separated from the physical. So if even though we're physical beings, the dominant pull that pulls a Jew is not his sexuality, but it's his spirituality. Okay. Again, not one is not to the exclusion of the other, but the idea is the dominating drive is the tzura, is the spiritual. Now, b'shvil zekara Yecheskel et Mitzrayim chamorim. So when it comes to Yecheskel, he refers to Egypt as chamorim, right? As donkeys, right? But it's this reference to that which is very, very physical. Asher basar b'chamorim b'saram. So like what the pull, it's a physical thing that's pulling them. Which, by the way, you stop and you say, okay, in the religion of Islam, when they, you know, if you're going to say, oh, if you did something lofty, you're going to be, what's the reward? It's going to have the idea of a sexual reward of the 70 virgins, right? So like you have right there, it's like, in the religious realm of things, how are you rewarded with sexual pleasure, you know? So, whereas the Jew has, you know, food, right? That's what, you know, we're talking about, we're going to sit and we're going to be sitting around eating and, you know, but the idea of, you know, obviously that's not, it's a reference really to spiritual reward. But you see here that they're pulled by that idea of physicality. And Bereishis Rabbah, Parshas Vayechi, I'll not take grain of Mitzrayim, right? So Yaakov tells us, he says, you can't bury me in Egypt. Shelo yiftu bi ha-Mitzrim, shehem mishtachavim l'seh. V'ani nimshalti b'seh, seh pezur Yisrael. B'Mitzrayim k'siv asher basar b'chamorim b'saram, k'siv u'peter chamor tifteh b'seh, ad kan. So when Yaakov says, you can't bury me here in Egypt, because I don't want them to worship me. Because what they do is they actually bow down to sheep. And I'm compared to a sheep. Sheh Pazur Yisrael. And then we say that they are Sheh Basar Chamor and Basaram. And then what's interesting is we have coming out of the whole Exodus story is this idea of Peter Chamor. But how do you do it? Tifteh B'Seh. So maybe there you see already there's this idea of the interplay between Chamor and Seh. Adkan. So that's the Bereishis Rabbah and Vayechi. V'Shmos Rabbah, V'Parshas Bo, Harbe Nisim Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Yisrael, Harag B'Chorei Mitzrayim, Shem Meshulim L'Behema. So the idea is that Hashem, when he came to punish Egypt and take us out, so he kills the Egyptians, the Bechor, Shehem Meshulim LeBehema, who are compared to behemoths. Shenemar Asher Basar Chamorim B'Sarah Mad Kan. Vine, so now after that, he says like this. Vine Timsa, Ki Mitzrayim Domim B'Nimshalim Le'inin HaChomer. V'Yisrael Hein Mishalim Le'inin HaTzura. V'Lachach HaMitzrim Nimshachim Achar HaRoy Lohem. V'Yisrael Achar Masha Roy Lohem Yitzal Atzman. Shehem Kedoshim Udolim Ba'atzman Mikol HaRayos. So when it comes, we see that what? The Egyptians are similar and are pulled to the physical, whereas the Jewish people are pulled towards the spiritual. And that's why the Egyptians are pulled towards what's right to them, what's suitable to them. And the Jews, Yisrael, are being pulled to that which is right for them, Shehem Kedoshim, because the Jewish people are holy and they're separated from the Arayos. So v'kasher tavin zehetiv, when you really understand this well, that when it comes to like mitziyot, so mitziyot is this idea of reality, right? What's real? What's really? What's something that's mitziyot? Mitziyot is like that which is something that is that's the most real. So we have to understand well that when we talk about the physical, that's mitziyot pachot. It's not. It's real, but it's not as real as that which is eternal. Ki davar chaser b'ma shehu chaser hatzura shal yada hamitziyot b'fa'al. Ki hachomer nechshav b'koach v'chol koach b'shvil she'enu b'foal u'chaser. So now, something, again, let's just read it again. Yesh l'chalavin, ki ha'chomer mitziot pachot, ki hu davar chaser b'ma shehu chaser ha'tzura shal yada ha'mitziot b'foal. So you want to know that, like, what's real and what's really existing. So something that is physical is lacking, because in the aspect of where it does not have tzura, a spiritual element, because something that's spiritual is actively there and existing, but hachomer, the physical, is considered to be something that's in the potential. The chol koach, but anything that's in potential, b'shvil she'enu b'foal hu chaser. Well, because it's not actualized, it's lacking. So in a way, like how we would like say this is like in the physical, for something to be like physically like extent, it has to be doing something. And if it's just there, it's just potential, but not actualizing. In the spiritual realm, just being, like for example, an angel exists, it's an omid, it stands. It's just by it being there, it's pure spiritual, it's their extent. So that which is more to the spiritual, without action, it's more in reality than that which is in the physical. Okay? That's what he's saying here, okay? It's something you have to like think about more and more to like really. V'hatzura hi hafechzeh, shehi shlema. But it comes to the spiritual, in itself, it is more whole. V'ein chisar b'klal. It's not lacking in any way. That the more ethereal that things go to, like the more it gets to that, it just is there and in its extent. So v'ein chisaron b'klal, it's not lacking in any way. V'Yisrael b'avorsha etzem shalahem b'madrega sura v'nivdela shleima. And since Yisrael, in its essence, they're in this level of sura nivdela shleima. So the Jewish soul, the collective soul that we are connected to, is that which is completely separated from any of the physical. So now, if we are not connected, if we're not like in line with that, it's as if we aren't existing. So, the nature of tzura, the spiritual, of that which is Hatsura Nivdelet, which has no lack and is completely whole. But if the flip side is, if it is lacking, it's as if it's not real. Meaning, by definition, the Tsura Nivdelet, the spiritual being that is completely separated from the physical, is whole. It's completely whole. Right? So it's like this interesting interplay. Like, if it's this, it's that. If it's not that, it's not that, right?
So it's all or nothing, right?
What?
It's all or nothing.
Right. V'lachach kasher lo hayu Yisrael b'shlei mutan kasher hayu b'mitzrayim sha'adayin lo hayu b'shlei mutan ad she'hayu she'esh miot elef. So now, until we got to over the threshold of 600,000, which we talked about last time, because that represented us getting to a place of whole, of wholeness, how you saw kilu lo hayalehem mitzia clouds, as if we didn't exist at all. Inyan hatzura shehi shlema, because when we talk about tzura, the spiritual, the soul, that's whole, v'im ena shlema, ein la inyan hatzura. Tzura, by definition, the spiritual being is whole. If it's not completely connected to its spiritual source, then it's not at all. So it's an all or nothing type of thing. And that's why we were specifically put under the hand of Egypt, So when we're in the depths of Egypt, before we hit the 600,000 mark, and we're like connected, and we don't have any type of real existence at that point. Because there's something, there's nothing less that's really existing than something that's physical. So the fact that we were under the auspices and we were like subjugated under this nation, Egypt, so it's like a double whammy. It's not only that we weren't at 600,000 mark, which we said is the crossover to becoming extent, but it's also this idea that we were in the depths of the physical, which really is not, it's not real. It doesn't have any mitziut to it. Right? It's not, it's anything that's truly physical has no long-term, you know, existence. So in a sense, it's not existent. And so since, like we said earlier, the fact that we, in our essence, are from this Tzura Nevdelet, we're coming from that soul that's separated, which in by its definition, when it is separated, is completely whole. But the flip side is, as we're not, then we don't have existence. Existence. And so that's why. So it's almost again like the extreme contrast, because if we're saying that what to be in a physical, completely physical place is really not to be alive. It's not, you're not really existing. It's only when you're able to get to that place of Tzura Nevdelet, of like being completely in a spiritual place. So then that's when you attain the true reality of true existence, of tapping into the eternal, in a sense, right? So, but where do you have to go to get to this place? The contrast is Egypt. It's the ultimate extreme. It's like, I want to go to be the most spiritual, I'm going to go to the most physical, and from that place, I'm going to come out of that. It's going to be and again, it's going back to this line that he said at the beginning. This idea of, it's a beautiful idea. Something becomes, it actually actualizes from its opposite. That's like the key line here. And so he's saying that, like, here we are. We have to go in to that place, the depths of the physical. On the first basic level, he said, just the idea of being pristine in our sexual, you know, activity. The fact that we know that we have a safer Yulsin. We know who our parents are. It's clean. So that's one aspect. But on the deeper level, he's saying, this is actually, it's funny, when he goes and he says these things, he's not using Kabbalistic language, but it's very Kabbalistic. Right, the idea of what he's describing here, that we're talking about, that we have to go into the depths of the physical, but when you're completely physical, there's no, that's just potential, there's no long-term reality to that, there is no long-term existence in the physical. It's very much a fleeting type of thing. It's when you tap into the spiritual that you're tapping into something that is completely, if you really tap into the Tzura Nevdelet, that is the true, that's true existence. Okay, so that's why, so we have to go to the place of the opposite in order to bring out the this aspect of ourselves. U'mesechus k'suvas b'perek b'tzias ha'isha tana rabbanon ma'aseh b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shehaya rochev al ha'chamor v'hayah yotzei m'Yerushalayim. So this famous story, this is actually, right, so he's coming out, this is after the Chorban, or right around that time, right? So things are bad for the Jewish people. He's riding, V'hayu Talmidav Holchan Achrav, Ra Riva Achas Shehaita Melaketet Sa'orim Mibengali Behemtan Shal Aravim. So they see this woman, she's picking up the barley from the excrement of the animals. Kevan Shirata Osa, Oso, when she sees Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Nit Atfa Bisara, the Amda Lefanav, the Amrlo, Rebbe Parnaseni. So she sees Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai and she says, "Can you please help me out?" Amrla Bat Niat. So who are you the daughter of? Amra, she said, Bat Nachdimon ben Gorion. I'm the daughter of Nachdimon ben Gorion, who is like one of the wealthiest Jews. Amarla, he says to her, Mamon avich hechanhu. So where did your father's wealth go? Where did his fortune go? Amarla, she says to him, Rebbe, lo kehadin matle matalia b'Yerushalayim, melech mamon chaser. Lo kehadin matle matalia b'Yerushalayim, melech mamon chaser. So she says, "Is it not like this that it's the based like or you depend on in your shalayim when you have when you want to sustain something like if you want to keep something you put salt." So the idea here he's saying or she said is that if one wants to preserve your money, you should give. You should give tzedakah. For Amrila, chesed. So melech mamon chesed or Amrila, let's say chesed. So either that or either do tzedakah or do chesed. Okay. V'shechamech, but I guess that what she's saying here, that he didn't do proper tzedakah and therefore eventually it ended up causing the loss of the money. Okay. So then Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says, what about your father-in-law? He was also Amrlo, ba zeh v'ibed zeh. So this one came and took away from that one. Amrlo, Rebbe, zechor atah shechatamta al kesubasi. Rav Yochanan, do you remember, Rebbe, do you remember that you'd signed on my kesuba? Amar lahem l'tamidim. So he turns to his talmidim, he says, Zachor ani shechasamti al ksubas. I remember signing her ksuba. V'hayiti kari alef alafim dinare zahav mi beis avia chutz mishal chameha. So she remembers on the ksuba, it was like, we're talking about millions and millions of dollars that was going on here. So what's the bottom line here? He brings down this story to show Ashrechem Yisrael. Bizman shatem osim ritzono shalmakom. So when we do the proper, when we're in line, when we do right the will of Hashem, there's no nation that can touch us. But when we don't do God's will, most from Biyad Uma Shefela, God puts us into the hands of the lowest, decrepit nation. Not just into the hands of the lowest nation, but to their animals. So that's quoting the Gemara. So v'dvarim elu yitbar lecha kol hadvarim ha'mefurashu b'bir. Ki mahu ha'shevach v'odah shenatan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai al zeh v'amar ha'shreichim Yisrael b'zman sh'atem osim ritzono shel makom in kol uma v'loshan sholetet b'chem v'chshein atem osim ritzono shel makom masran b'yad v'hemtem shel uma shefela. So what's going on here? What's this whole thing Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying? Fortune is Yisrael, that when we do the Ratzon of Hashem, no one can touch us. And the flip side is that we get thrown into the lowest depths. Aval hein hein advarim, Hashem manu lamal. But this is exactly the point that we're talking about. What about we talked about the fact that the Egyptians, that was where Hashem fulfills his promise by the Brisbane of Sarum to Avram. He's going to throw us to the Egyptians of all people. Ki davar zeh asher hein nim sarum biyad uma shefela. So he sends us to the lowest nation, right? So he says, "Ki yadavar zeh asherhim nimsar biyad uma shefela hu nimshach achar madregasam," because they're being pulled. They're pulled after their level. Because the Jewish people, our loftiness is this idea of this high Mala Nivdelis, this idea of being able to be so exalted in terms of our spiritual potential. And there should be no lack in something that's completely separated out and spiritual. But the flip side is when we don't do the will of Hashem, and we're pulled towards the lack. What happens is we fall to the lowest place. We got the right complete nullification. So then what happens? We're handed over to the most decrepit of nations, and not only that, but to their animals. So it's like as if we don't have any type of standing, right? Where it's like we don't exist. Because Hashem is sending us into the hands of people that in their themselves are so lowly that it's as if they have no existence themselves. It's like we're completely nullified. So when it comes to them, they don't have such a lofty level. Right? Listen to what he says. They don't have this lofty spiritual potential. That would therefore not get any lack. Therefore, so even when they are not quote unquote in a state of wholeness, they're not going to fall as far. It's like the range, right? The potential range here is much more limited. So what we're saying is that since our lofty range can go as high as high, therefore it can go as low as low. But in this case, it's like this. It's much more narrow. And so, therefore, afkehem einam b'shbilusam af ein kol kach yerida lehem kamal yisrael. So they're not going to fall as low. They're not going to have as much potential on the upside, and so too on the downside. Yoter mizeh sheroi sheyiyu nimsarim b'yad umashvela. So they're not going to get thrown into some other, you know, low level, right? They don't have that issue. Okay, so that's answering the question of why is it that we get thrown to the Egyptians, Dafka, when it comes to fulfilling the bris ben Absarim promise? Okay, so now, so what is this? Not only that, but when Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said, not only into the hands of these people, but to their hands of their animals. Mipnei shehi Chamrit, because the idea of behemtan is the idea of the physical. Yesh le behema mitziyot pechusa, and so when it comes to the animal, he has its whole existence is even lower. Havein gam kein ma shamar ki haita milaket etzarim. Right, remember what's going on there. She's sitting there and she's picking off the barley. Shehin macha behemra chamri. Right, because it's the animal's food, right? It's the behemas, the machal behema chamri, sheklal hamamar hazebol lehodia. So the whole Rav Yochanan and Zakkai teaching there in Ksubos is ki kasher ein osin ritzono shamakom ein liyisrael metziyad nechshav klal. Because when we're not doing Hashem's will, then the Jewish people, it's as if we don't exist. So then we end up getting given, we're given over into the dominion of the behema. Because the animal is so physical, its existence is the lowest level of existence. And here she is, she's picking the food of the animal. It's like how low we had fallen. Vine hariba ota od yoter pachot עד שאין נחשב מציאות הכלל, שהרי היא מלקטת מאכל החמרי מה שהייתה בהם המוציאה. She's taking the excrement of the animal. It's like, how low can you go, right? So it's just, it's an expression of like, it's like, oh my God, look how bad it can get. But, he, you know, it's like Rabbi Akiva, when he saw the fox coming out, he laughed because he said, if it can go that, the nevuah of that was that, if that could happen, then the good stuff can happen as well. So in Rabbi Yochanan, in Ben Zakkai's case, this case is like, you see, when we're doing the right thing, we can be so lofty as well. The extremes. V'inyan zeh, ramza ha-Torah ba-Adam. D'chsiv v'yerdu b'digas hayam. So the Torah hints to this when it talks about Adam, in general, man. It says, v'yerdu b'digas hayam. Ramaz l'cha ha-kasov b'lashon v'yerdu. Lo kasov b'lashon v'yimshlu b'digas hayam. Right? It says that they went down. Not that they don't, that they had dominion over the fish of the sea. Ella imhu zocha. So if man lives up to his potential, the Adam hu tsura shlema, and if we're really the spiritual being that we can be in its totality, roy lo liyot moshel al advarim hachamrim, then we can be in charge of, we can lord over the things that are physical. Hein bale chayim she'ena medavrim, she'ema b'madrigas hachomer, right? This idea of the living things that don't speak, that they are like the idea of the physical. The hatsura moshel aleihem, but it's the spiritual that can that rules over them. V'im eino zocha, but if he's not zocha, she'en hatsura b'shleimut, if he doesn't have, if his spiritual side is not fully developed, harehu yarud lefnehem, then he falls down in front of them. Shehu nimtzar b'yad behem achayv of, shehem chamriyim. Right, so if you're going to be lofty, and you're going to be truly the Adam, in the sense of the spiritual developed being, then you will be in control of the physical. But if it goes the opposite way, if you're not zocha to being fully spiritually developed, then what happens is then you become put into the control of the physical. Ki hatsura hashlema im eina b'shleimuto hagamor hi b'teila legamre. It's pretty crazy. If the tsura is not in its wholeness, right? If it's not fully developed, if it's eina b'shleimuto hagamor hi b'teila legamre. It's like either you're in or you're not. The dvarim elu amukim ma'od ma'od be'inan hatsura b'shleimus kasher teitzi m'medregasa. And these ideas that he's saying, these things are very deep in terms of talking about the spiritual aspect and the spiritual, the soul, I don't know, like you'd say, but it's in its wholeness, on the flip side, when it doesn't live up to its level, right? So it's like either you're in or you're out. So when we're like doing the right thing and we're tapped in and we're in this spiritual place, then the world really, the physical world, becomes completely subjugated to us. But it's funny is that when a person is really in that place, you would be like, you know, it wouldn't matter to you. It's not like you get any satisfaction from it. It's just the nature of what it is. So this is what he says now. And so Yisrael is man in his, what the quintessential, like what humanity is supposed to be. Like Adam in its highest, most lofty plane. Kasher Amr Ruzal, Atem Kriyam Adam, Shenemar Vatem Tzoni Tzon Risi Adam Atem, Atem Kriyam Adam, Ve'en Umos Olam Kriyam Adam. So we, the Jewish people, are considered to be Adam, quote-unquote, in the sense that we are the ones who are supposed to live up to this incredibly lofty level of spiritual being. And that's, the nations of the world are not considered Adam. They don't have that potential. We do. Lefichach, yichnesu begeder ha-Adam asher marnu lemala, kamo sha-Adam hu tzurat ba'alei chayim she'ena medabrim, v'kasher ein ha-Adam al ha-shleimus hu yarud lefnei ba'alei chayim she'ena medabrim, v'dover ze roi letzura mitzad ha-atma. So this is what it means when a person becomes an Adam, right? Okay, Okay, again, so, but therefore, when he goes the opposite way, when a person doesn't live up to that, v'kasher ein ha'adam al hashlemus, what happens? Hu yorod lefnei ba'alei chayim she'ena medavrim v'davar zeroi letzura mitzad atzma. Right, so that's what happens. We fall to that low level. Therefore, to bring it together here, v'lechach mitzrayim asher nikram b'shem hachomer kidechsiv asher b'sar chamorim b'saram. So bringing it back to the Egyptian issue, they're considered to be like the chamorim, the chomer, the idea of the physical. Kasha lo ha'yisrael b'shleimus shalahem ha'yimushubadim mitzrayim. So this is what happened. When we were not whole in our spiritual makeup, we were automatically subjugated to the physical reality that there was Egypt. Hafach hefech asher ro'u liyot hatzura goveret moshelet. V'yadua ki kasher ha'yisrael b'mitzrayim lo ha'yisrael b'shleimusam asher ro'u lahem ki adayin lo ha'yiyu el sheish mi'ot elef. So here brings us back to this idea that we had not attained the 600,000 level. We were not whole in this. We couldn't even be. It's interesting. Like that number was like the crossover to get to tap into the true spiritual plane that he's talking about here. So therefore it was we were in a place of subjugation. And that's why we were not just under anybody's domain, we were under the dominion of a very physical group of people. So you'll find an individual person. So let's just talk about the regular nature of a human being. When you're born, right, you're not a spiritual being, you're completely physical. So in our youth, we're completely physical. Hachomer moshal atzura. We're much more physical than spiritual, to the point of ad shachomer ma'anig adam. What everything that dictates how we act and what's pulling us is physical. Holech achar dvarim shehem maaseh guf shehu chamri. What pulls us is our physical desires. Ad shegadal, until we grow. Only when we get older, as we mature, does the spiritual element turn and take control over the physical. And that's what becomes the driver of a person. It's then that the physical becomes dictate. It's the spiritual that dictates to the physical how it should act. So that's exactly the same thing on the macro level. When the Jewish people at the beginning there, we were under the hand of the Egyptians. But when we became whole, meaning that we developed into spiritual beings, so that's what happened. So it was a process. Just like a child is born and develops, so too the Jewish people in Egypt, in the seat of the most physical place, we eventually, though, developed into spiritual beings. And at that point, when we crossed over, we were able to then be able to get out based on that development. All right, so therefore, so right, v'hinei, min hadvarma shanit, Anit Ba'aru. So now, based on the things that we've explained, Hayeshivas Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. So this is how it was for us when we dwelled and we lived in Egypt. Imipneki Kasher Gazer Hashem Yisbarach Shibud Al Zera Avram. So when it came to when Hashem decreed the idea that on Avram's offspring, Lo Haya Roy Hashibud Rak Ba'uma Shehim Hafachim Lehem. It was only proper that it would be to a nation that was completely opposite us. Is that Timsa of Mitzrayim Shem Hefecha Uma Hakadosha? So that's what we find with the Egyptians, who were completely the opposite of the holy nation. Gam Ipnei Kol Od She'ein Hatsura B'Shleimuta Ein La Mitziyot. And so too, on top of that, right? As long as we were not fully developed in our spiritual side, then it's as if we didn't have even any type of existence. V'tachas b'shut ha'chomer, we're completely subjugated under the physical. V'chomer moshe olal, and it's the physical that controls and is in control over us. K'moshe et bar lama, like we said earlier. Okay, so let's just a little bit more here. Okay, and so therefore, Mesham Nitzrim Nimshalim L'Chomer, and so since the Egyptians are compared to the physical, Yisrael with Tzura HaNevdal, and we, the Jewish people, Yisrael, were compared to the spiritual, elevated, separated, V'Chomer V'Tzura, so he's going to go towards this idea of that there is an interplay here. It's like they're connected. He's going to talk about later that one is connected to the other. So he's starting to set this up. We see that one is like they play off each other, right? Hafachim, they play off each other. The fact that Shamitzim Shalom Lechomer, and is the Jews are the Tzura HaNevdalet, Vachomer Vahatzura, but Bamash Ezechomri, Zanivdal Menachomer, Heim Hafachim. The fact that this is the physical and this is separated from the physical, we see that that's the play. That's the opposites that we're talking about here. Kemoshet Bayer. Vachach Hayu Bechol Inyan Shalom Hafachim. Everything that they were literally the played off of each other in opposites, but what he's going to have to explain to us is that they do have the something that's connected. There's some kind of connection between these two forces. Because Shahar Yisrael Yoter B'Shleim with Kasher Hayu Ruin, let's say the Chirav LeKabel Hamal HaLokit. So as the Jewish people develop and get to that place where they're now ready to go out to freedom, and to then receive this higher godly, you know, level, or this, like they were able to go up in the spiritual plane. Now you'll have the Egyptians that will be even more extremely opposite in the negative. So where they reside, it becomes more and more even more decrepit. Kemosha Marna Kimalat Vishlem with Yisrael Gorim Sham Mitzrim Hafach Lehem. So the more lofty, right, and higher and more whole we get, causes that the Egyptians will be even the opposite, to the other extreme. L'chach ha'makom she'yashu sham Yisrael, otem Mitzrayim yotem kokol me'akol, achar she'Yisrael gorim she'yum Mitzrayim hefach lehem. So just the same way, it's like they played off of each other. So the more that the Jews got elevated, the more to the extreme the Egyptians got, which is kind of interesting. It's almost like as you look at the world today and it becomes more and more like, really, like it's like you look at it's like it the social, right, it's like everything, the fabric of society is like getting, it gets crazier every day. I mean, it's just insane. So maybe that there's something there that's saying that perhaps our spiritual plane, our level is going somewhere in the world. We're getting people that are being elevated somewhere. Or maybe we can potentially, in the reaction, the same way he's saying they clearly were reacting, that one was reacting off the other. So when the Jews became loftier, he's saying that the Egyptians reacted and became even more decrepit. They became more mekukalim. Mekach hamakom asher, going back, just reading this again, mekach hamakom asher yashu sham hayu yoter mekukalim kamo shamanu. Ki malat v'shleim v'tisrael goreim, the more that we became loftier, the Egyptians became even more decrepit. That place is even worse. The Egyptians played off of us in a negative way. So the higher that we got, they actually went down because of, out of reaction to our going in that higher level. Okay, so I'm going to stop here. He gets into the whole Canaan thing. So I want to let's leave this for next time. We'll go into this Canaan because right, we said we start out with bringing down this pasuk from Vayikra and then this Sifri. So we'll look at the Sifri. We'll go back to that, and then we'll come into the this issue of Canaan, because when he goes into Canaan, like I've been working on this, it's very different. He here it's easy. The game is we get loftier, we're more spiritual. The Egyptians are more physical. Canaan's a little bit different, the way he's going to describe it. It's also something in the physical realm, but it's something more, something a little bit different in the way he describes it. That there's a little bit, there's a subtlety there, and he talks about it, it's something in the tzura of the Canaanites, that is, it's a different type of equation. So we'll come back to this and start trying to understand how the Canaan aspect plays, okay?
Good.
All right, so so now at least we have, in summary, just like the idea of like why, because it's interesting, it never really tells us, like Hashem doesn't say to Avram, I'm sending them to Egypt, it just says they're going to go to this place. Like, so now we start to see, like he's saying it had to be this place because of this beautiful idea, this lashon of that it, in order for something to play, to right key, something's going to be able to become through its interaction with the opposite. It's opposite.
Foil.
Yeah, it's like a foil, exactly.